Matthew 5:16. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Shortly before he spoke these words, Jesus had talked to the disciples about fishing for men. Now he speaks to them about two things that will make them good fishermen. First of all, he says, you are the salt of the earth. The prophets of old had been salt primarily to the Jewish nation. The disciples were to salt the whole earth by their lives. Salt does a silent and hidden work. It penetrates and changes the flavor of all it comes in contact with. It has a cleansing and preserving function. Paul spoke of the savor of the knowledge of Christ, and we all know how flat and tasteless life was before we came to Christ. Paul wrote, "Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man." Here is an admonition to have their thoughts and affections, words, actions, all of life, seasoned with the salt of grace. All mankind around them was lying in ignorance and wickedness, and they were sent from Christ that their lives and message might change those lives and make them acceptable unto God. So they were dispersed to season a world. He then changes the image from salt to light. The world sat in darkness. They were to bring the light. Salt is hidden, but light is conspicuous. Therefore, they must walk circumspectly, that their lives might illuminate and give light to others, in fact, to the whole world. The disciple of Christ does not muffle himself in privacy, but reaches out to others with the life of Christ. Those about us must not only hear our good words, but see our good works. The Bible says, "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them." What is the objective of it all? To glorify your Father which is in heaven. The Apostle Peter got the message because years later he taught that if any man speak, let him speak as the oracles of God. If any man minister, let him do it as of the ability which God giveth, that God in all things might be glorified through Jesus Christ, to whom be praise and dominion forever and ever. The apostles observed the lives of the religious leaders around them, and the contrast of their lives and the life of Jesus Christ was clear. The Pharisees sought to call attention to themselves and thus polluted all of their religious performances. God was glorified in Christ. Like Jesus, our lives must glorify God, and we must be diligent to bring others to glorify His name. The glory of God is the point where all of our words and actions meet. Salt and light, one hidden and the other out where all can see. A tasteless life can be enriched with the gospel, and the only way to dispel darkness is to turn on the light. May God bless you as you fill your life with His Word.